Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salad, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're going to love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Did you know that the world's best vape convention is coming to Tampa this October? At the Vapor Mania Expo, you'll experience the best the vape world has to offer. The best e-liquid brands, the hottest new hardware, exciting guests, and up-to-the-minute industry information from the industry's most important advocates. The convention is October 12th and 13th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, 4800 U.S. 301 in Tampa. And on Thursday, October 10th, join us at the Babe Saharis Golf Club in Tampa for the inaugural VMX Golf Classic Tournament, with all proceeds benefiting the Florida Smoke-Free Association. Go to vmxtampa.com for further information or call 813-652-7511. That's vmxtampa.com or call 813-652-7511. That's the Vapor Mania Expo, October 12th and 13th at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Come out and join us and see what the vape world has to offer you.
Time for the Brian Cash Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Wow.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay.
Another one in the books. Hopefully Nick's coming. We miss Nick.
No, Nick is not going to be here today because he's at his golf tournament.
Okay, where are
for
we
for the event. The event that we're going to be having a live radio show at on Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Tampa Bay Fairgrounds.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's the Vape Expo.
Wow, that's pretty good. A lot of successful people are going to be there, doctors and lawyers and such.
Uh-huh, lots.
And they supposedly they're going to generate, you know, whatever. The estimate is anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000. That's
awesome.
A lot of money, right?
Yeah, a lot.
Would you say that's a lot of money? Oh, you're not plugged in? You should be plugged in.
I don't think I'm on either, but that's okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Maybe. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
So we got, I can't do two things at the same time.
There you go. That. Can you hear now?
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you doing today, Polly?
Doing well. Yes. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yes.
So what do you I heard and I saw on Facebook that you have an awesome display down at the Clearwater Library.
Yes, very excited. The exhibit will be there through November, I think.
Oh,
around
nice.
Thanksgiving. And then it's through PAVA. It's the art guild out of Dunedin that I'm a member of. And I got picked to put some work there. So there's a 3-foot seahorse and a 3-foot mermaid that I did. And
awesome.
You can see it on Facebook. I took a picture and posted it.
Yeah, I did see it on Facebook. Actually, those are beautiful. They're so nice.
Thank you.
So tell everybody that that's what you do, and you have your artwork for sale as well, right?
Right.
Okay, and where can someone, you know, find out about you or call you or contact you?
My number is 727-512-8119. Go to my Facebook page, Polly Brandt Bowen. You can see a little bit more information. Message me through there. And then I have work in some local shops and galleries around the area, too.
Awesome. So tell us how you got involved in doing the artwork.
Well, I moved here about 8 years ago, and then I'd always, you know, painted and gotten little awards for painting and that kind of thing as a teenager, and then I stopped for a long time. You know, day job takes over, starving artist, all that. So then I got back into it because I started collecting seashells here on our beautiful beaches. And anyway, I was inspired to create some things out of wood, mermaids, seahorses, turtles, you name it. I've had some interesting requests over the years. I've done kangaroos and other animals that you wouldn't expect to be decorated with seashells, but it works.
All right. So I moved over here. I can hear a little bit better and see you better. But yeah, so where did you move from?
Kansas.
Kansas. Oh, wow. That's a big difference coming here, right?
Huge. You don't know how many times I've heard, you're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
Right, Dorothy. Oh my gosh, I bet. So in Kansas, let's see, you guys get a lot of tornadoes, right?
Quite a few, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So don't miss that. But we get them here, but not as much as there probably, right?
Right, they're huge there. They'll suck you out of your basement, right. Some of them. And we have a lot of cold weather too, though. That was like the major factor. It was so cold and miserable.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's, yes. See, I come from up north as well, like the Pennsylvania-Ohio area. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We didn't get a lot of tornadoes there because we have a lot of mountains, actually. Mm-hmm. But I do remember a really big one, and it was like freaked everybody completely out because I don't think they had a tornado there for like 100 years or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened. I mean, it's been many years now, probably 20 years ago, but it actually hit one of the mountains, but it took out like the baseball field and one of the car dealerships first.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a big one, and then it hit one of the mountains and broke up. But yeah, everybody was like, oh, my gosh. And like, nobody knew what to do, you know? But I know Kansas is pretty flat, so yeah, yep. Lots of tornadoes there.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful there, though.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of nice little ponds for fishing and some mm-hmm. beautiful sunsets, and you can see the stars for miles, you know, that kind of
right.
stuff.
But yeah. Yep. It's a, although here, I got to say, in the summertime, not always, but sometimes, like, it just feels like you can reach up and touch the stars, doesn't it?
It sure does. Like, it's different here.
Yeah, it feels like they're so much closer or something.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Yes. I, it's beautiful here. I love it. I do not miss the snow.
Me neither. I've had enough snow for a lifetime.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah. Moved here in April, and the night, you know, April's supposed to be spring, but
supposed
the night we
be.
Left, it was sleeting. We had winter coats on, drove for hours and hours, finally drove out of the cold, hit, like, you know, Alabama.
Right.
And so it was nice.
Well, I'll tell you, no, it's true. I remember my birthday's in the beginning of May, and I couldn't tell you, probably as a child, at least six of my birthdays, it was snowing. I remember mm-hmm. one year, I was five or six, whatever. But I remember because I got a bicycle and I couldn't ride it because it was snowing. I was like, what in the world is going on now?
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, don't miss the snow. Mm-mm. Before I left, I got snowed in for 3 weeks, like completely snowed in, could not go anywhere.
Yes. Yeah, that's miserable, mm-hmm. and especially if the power goes out. And
oh, gosh.
People yeah. don't really understand here, a lot of people, you know, what it's like if it rains ice.
Yes.
And how scary that is, mm-hmm. and driving on it's, you know, terrible.
It's very dangerous, yes. The mm-hmm. ice is, that's what, it's not the snow, it's the ice.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, not so much because we just got so much snow where I come from, but, you know, I lived in Virginia for a year as well. Like, they get black ice,
mm-hmm. we
and
did
that
too.
Is terrible. Like, so yeah. bad because you can't see it. Like, you might get a little tiny bit of snow on the ground and you think, oh, that's all it is. But actually underneath of it is that black ice, and it is scary.
Very, yes. So we're blessed here.
Yes, very blessed.
Very blessed.
It's so beautiful out lately, which I just love looking at your artwork. It's so Florida style. I just, and yeah, it makes me happy when I look at it.
Thank you.
Yes, I love mermaids, and I love the colors that you choose. Like, you do a lot of really nice pieces.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have a lot of things going on. Like, that's not the only thing you do. I heard you do some modeling.
Yes.
Yes.
I do some modeling. I was in a magazine, a fashion magazine out of Kansas City. I was in the September issue.
Awesome.
So that was really awesome.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted to go check you out, how would they find that?
It's Fashion Whiz magazine online. And Jo Whiz is the owner, creator. She's extraordinary. She designs clothes and she has runway shows all in
nice.
Kansas City. But much of her work is, you know, it's online. Like, this magazine is an online magazine.
Oh, okay.
So you can subscribe and get each issue every month.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is so great. And so let's talk about, I think this is actually amazing, my business partner and yourself, Brian, you guys wrote a children's book, literally here in the studio one day.
Yes.
Yes, and you are so talented. Like, she did the artwork for the cover. She wrote the book and put it online, like, and it's for sale right now. So tell us a little bit about how the book came about, what the name of it is, and where we can find it.
Well, it's almost for sale. It's in process.
Right, right.
It's called Love Me for Who I Am, and it started because we talked about one of the other books I'd written for children on the show, and then Brian shared with me that he had an idea about a mouse and an elephant swapping places, and you know, but the bottom line is to love who you are and be loved for who you are.
Right.
And so we ended up changing it to, I said, how about from a cat's point of view?
Okay.
And so I wrote out the chapters. We were sitting here and I wrote out some ideas, and we ran with it, and then I worked on some illustrations, and I love what it's turned into. And so it's really exciting to have a book. It's a book by Brian Cash Claus and Polly Brandt Bowen.
All right.
I did the illustrations. So it'll be officially for sale probably by the next show. I was hoping I'd have my copy today, but I don't. It takes a little bit to get it in.
Right. Okay, well, awesome. So very soon, guys, we will be able to find it on Amazon, right?
Yes.
Yes. So Love Me for Who I Am.
Mm-hmm. And it's also going to be in some local bookstores that I already work with.
Awesome.
Local art galleries also.
That is so cool. Yes. I love it. And like I said, I love the cover. I've seen it already. I have some privilege, guys. But it's super good. And it's really cute. And you guys got to check it out. Everybody, you know, Christmas is coming up. And it's a great book for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a nice little life lesson behind it, which is something we all need to know.
Yes. Little reminders for those of us who are grown up, or at least in adult bodies, you know, about what love is and what it shouldn't be.
Right. So that is awesome. And you also have other books that you have written.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how, really, you do everything. Like, you're modeling, you're an artist, you write books. You're just amazing.
Well, the first book I did, actually, I illustrated a book for somebody that she wrote. It's called Tumbledown Farms. And it was funny because I didn't even realize I could illustrate books. Although I'm an artist, I thought, yeah, why not? I'll try that. And it actually saved me because I was terribly depressed after losing my mom in May of 2018. And so she gave me that project. It kind of got me a little bit out of the funk. I mean, you never stop grieving, I don't think, but it did help. And then I thought, you know, I'll go ahead and write one that I was thinking about anyway, because I always wrote stories as a kid.
Oh.
And so I titled it The Girl Who Sings the Alphabet Backwards. And it's about a little girl who, of course, says the alphabet backwards, which I can do. But and then she visits the Gulf and she ends up saving some sea turtles with the help of some dolphins that she meets. And they're all girl dolphins and they're a little bit outspoken and they're kind of bratty. But,
that's awesome. I want to read it.
I'll bring you one.
Awesome.
And then I released that one in Spanish also. I'm not fluent, but I know somebody that is. And we thought it would be a nice bilingual tool for children. So you can also get an edition that has the Spanish version in the front and then the English version in the back. So you might look for that. It's called La Chica Que Canta Al Alfabeto Al Revés. I tried. That's the girl who sings alphabet backward in Spanish. Not great at that, but yes, it's available currently on Amazon. I think I'm sold out in a couple of the stores I have it in, but definitely Amazon. You can check it out.
Awesome. That is so great.
And
so, what else have you got going on lately?
Well, the sequel to that one is out, so I've got the book with Brian I've been working on, and then another one I've been working on called Mermaid Logic, and it's all mermaids and some helpful quotes for mermaids of all ages, I guess I should say.
All right.
And then, I'm working on the, I'm doing the exhibit, or I have the exhibit at the library, and I'm also working on a mural for a certain chamber of commerce. And so I'm excited about that. I'll know definitely next week, but it's one where you put your head in and like you're the pirate or you're the mermaid.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm thrilled to get that, and I'll firm that up before I say who and where and all that, but that's one of my big projects coming up.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome, and I hope it works out.
Oh, yeah, and I'm making masquerade masks. So I have quite a few of those. I'm going to post pictures of those, but a lot of unique masks.
Gasparilla.
Mm-hmm. And it's that time of year to be masquerading.
Oh, yes. I love masquerade balls. I've been to one, and it's awesome.
Yes.
So, it's beautiful outside. I've been trying to... we're about to take a break and hear some things from some of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to have you read a little bit out of one of our big books.
Okay.
Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
If you're looking for real home-style cooking, well, look no more. Angie's Grill, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, is the place to go. How about a home-style steak and egg breakfast?
Mmm!
Great lunches. Or Angie's home-style dinner that can't be beat.
Oh, it's so good.
Angie's homemade cooking is second to none, with great service and fabulous prices. You'll want to come back to Angie's time and time again for that home-style family experience.
Mmm! So good and tasty?
A hidden gem right here in Clearwater. You don't want to miss Angie's homemade desserts. That's if you have enough room after that great home-style meal. It's Angie's Grill, 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew and Jupiter, right across from the 7-Eleven. And look for the Angie's Grill ad in the BCC coupon book for special deals and coupons. Or call Angie's Grill at 727-441-2644. For home-style cooking the whole family will enjoy, it's Angie's Grill at Drew Street in Jupiter, right here in Clearwater. Hello. Hi, Bill. Looks like your trees and landscape could sure use a visit from Affordable Fresh Cut, LLC. Affordable Fresh Cut is a licensed and insured professional tree trimming and removal company that also offers stump grinding, landscaping, planting, and cleanouts. Affordable Fresh Cut does sod, mulch, rock, and shell work to make your property look great. You should call Keith at 727-771-5559 for free estimates. He'll take care of you. Yeah, I think I will. And be sure to ask about Affordable's roof and gutter cleaning and hauling services. Affordable offers military, first responders, and senior discounts. Just go to Affordable Fresh Cut, that's cut with two T's, .com. That's Affordable Fresh Cut with two T's, .com. Or just call Keith at 727-771-5559. Affordable Fresh Cut will get the job done, and Keith will take care of you. So call him today, 727-771-5559.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Guys, we're back, and we're actually joined on the phone by one of my brand new clients from Ozona Cabinets. Hey, James, how you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing really well. So, geez, it's exciting. You guys are one of our new clients. We're on the air right now, and if anybody's tuning in that you know, they can listen to 106.1 FM or find us live at YouTube. Just type in the Brian Cash Claus Show. All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Ozona Cabinets?
So I come from a background of construction, and after years of working under people, I kind of developed a sense of, like, you know, I know better type of attitude. You know what I mean? It wasn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's like I just got sick of doing subcontract work and throwing cabinets on the wall, you know, and I really got... I did a couple remodels in Ozona where it was like some high-end work, and I decided that's basically where I wanted to take the business.
All right.
And I've seen a lot of like cookie-cutter houses and kitchens just going in, and I actually got into custom cabinetry. And ever since then, I mean, I opened up a small cabinet shop, and business has just kind of took off.
Well, that is so awesome. I love to hear about small business, and we want you to do well. We always support local, you know, small businesses, and that's what we need to do, guys. Support our local small businesses. They're the backbone of our communities. So that is so great. So tell us a little bit about, you know, different things that you do. I mean, you just do the cabinetry, or is there other things that you do as well?
No, we have Hart and Dugan. Can-Do Construction is our main installer. They're licensed CRC under the state of Florida, and they don't just do cabinets. They install cabinets for us, but they do full house remodels, crown molding, trim boards, flooring, whatever you need. We work with a lot of local companies. There's Paradise Flooring, where we buy a lot of flooring from them. You know, there's Ozona Cabinets. It's kind of a small network, and I live in Palm Harbor. My partner Ryan, he lives right in Ozona. We both got kids. We're both local, you know, grew up in the area. So it's kind of a small town feel company. We like it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what we're all about, really, is small business that's local in our communities. So tell us how people can contact you and get information.
Yeah, definitely. The website is up. I mean, we're in the coupon book, Ozona Cabinets, coming out on October 15th. You know, you can check us out at ozonacabinets.com, and also phone number is 813-750-6145. We're doing all right. I mean, we're a new company, up and coming, so we're really interested in growing around this area, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and we like to network with a lot of our clients. And there's actually a few people that I could introduce you to that you may be able to work with.
Yeah, we also cater to, smaller companies, you know. We don't like the big companies that just go in and do cookie-cutter work. You know, we work
right.
with a lot of small contractors. They order their cabinets from us. They can
right.
send customers to look at the showroom and stuff. So
sure.
it actually works out pretty good. It's not like the big box store.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of got that small business feel to it.
Right. And you know, that's right up our alley, because that's who we work with as well. Like I said, we've had a couple long-term clients that I know for sure that I think you'd be able to network with. Dunedin Flooring, probably, in Dunedin. You know, they have a couple stores now at this point, but they do a lot of different remodeling and stuff like that. And so maybe you'll have to introduce you guys together, so maybe you can work together.
Yeah, that sounds great.
For sure. So tell us one more time how we can contact you.
You can call me 813-750-6145. And like I said, we are... Dugan and Hart, Can-Do Construction, does all our installs. They're fully licensed, CRC, Florida, certified residential contractors.
All right.
It's actually, you know, they're cracking down. They just had a bust in Pinellas County. So it's important to have licensed installers, and we can hook you up with the right people and get a quality job from somebody in the neighborhood.
Very good. All right, James, thank you so much for coming on today. You know, you guys will have to come down to the studio one day. We always have food. It's a lot of fun. And that's James from Ozona Cabinets, guys. Go check him out online or give him a call. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you soon. Okay, James?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a great day. All right, Brian's going to join us for a little bit. Here we go. All right, sure. All right, excuse me. Let's
so we got two authors in the house, huh? Smarty Pants. There you go. We got our book being printed with your collaborations. We gave them credit, right, on the collaborations? So we got a big book going out, another one.
Oh, good.
When will we have the printed copy of it?
Hopefully by next week. I was hoping it'd be in today, but it wasn't.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good. And then you got, just let me do something here. I got this two companies I'm working with. This company called Sourced, you know, Bar Rescue one in there.
Oh.
Right? And they redid the whole place. And I actually sat down and ate. And John Tabanek came up to me. and they asked me what I thought of the food. And this is the part where you're supposed to say it's bad. Well, guess what I did? I said it's good. I love it. So then he just looked at me and he walked right away. Because, you know, they purposely try to make these restaurants look bad, even when they don't. Like really, the chicken wings were perfect. Like, it had it had the sauce on it and all that. He wanted me to say, oh, this is terrible. Well, how can, you know what I mean? If you think about it, if you have a sauce that's for chicken wings, it can't be all that bad, right?
Right.
And then one guy, he did, when he walked up to him, spit the food out, like, oh, it's disgusting.
Right? How dramatic.
How dramatic. Well, guess what? That made it to the air.
Of course it did.
But my wonderful comment, because I just refuse to say negative things that I don't think are true.
So did he upgrade the place, the restaurant?
Yes. Sauce? Oh, it's unbelievable. It's so beautiful. He really fixed it up. But from my vantage point, like from what I saw, they always had good food, right? So that was the deal.
They changed the motif?
Yeah, they changed the whole interior, all the tables. They lit up the bar. It was nice. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, what they did was nice. They spent $100,000 to refurbish. That's for each show. So, you know, they spent some money. They did a really nice job. And the sauce always was good, but now it's better.
Oh, that's good.
That's my point. And they have a full menu, a full bar. They have live music. And, you know, they spend the extra money to get that NFL ticket. I don't know what it costs, but a lot of restaurants and bars refuse to do it because of the money. Mm. Not the sauce. And they're right there at 1250 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Their phone number is 727-584-7100. Sauced. Bar. Pizzeria. Sports bar, sandwiches, just really good stuff. They make it fresh. They make it to order. It's called The Sauce. They got any game, anytime, anywhere, because they have the NFL ticket.
Is it a standalone or is it a line mall? Or
what does that mean?
Is it by itself or?
No, it's in a plaza. That's a good point. I should give like an, what's the best way to describe it? It is south of East Bay. About a quarter mile on Seminole Boulevard.
Okay.
So it's in between, I would say, 102nd Avenue and East Bay, but it's more, a lot closer to East Bay. It's like a half a mile south of East Bay on Seminole Boulevard.
All right.
That was good that you did that, because I believe in directions, too. The old-fashioned way, you know, not Google the address.
Right.
And I had my graphic artist tell me that, oh, just let people Google the address. You know, and I try to tell them, no, what about the old-fashioned way? If I said to you, Publix in Dunedin, that's where my business is, or do you think I should just put my address in? Do you know Publix in Dunedin?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like your style better.
Thank you. Anyhow, that's that. So, sauced. You know, and I was there when they turned around, too. Like, Tony, you know, like, you ever see Bar Rescue?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So is their business improved with the renovation?
Yeah, it has.
All right.
And they're doing great. I mean, and they got good servers there. They got a friendly atmosphere. And they put out good food. And he's got big TVs, and he's got the NFL ticket. You know, and they love their sports there.
So actually, they have a game on tonight, then?
Yes, there's a definitely.
Thursday night.
And then Gil, he's a New York Jet fan. So it's tough sometimes for Gil because, you know, the Jets aren't that good this year.
Well, you can still cheer for your team.
You can still. That's the thing about inspiration, right?
Right.
You can be in a stadium by yourself cheering your team on. Or will you be more inspired when 70,000 fans are in the cheering for your home team?
Well, it's hard to do a wave by yourself, but I guess you can.
Yeah, I can. Well, that's the same thing with the sauce. When you go to the when you go there and you're watching it with 100 other people for your home team and everybody's screaming, which one is more exciting, by yourself or being at the sauce?
Yeah, being at the sauce.
So you see how I did that?
You did.
Inspiration,
right,
passion. I drew you in. Anyhow, and then my good friend. Now this gentleman here, he owns Cricketeers, right? I always say the name wrong, but he has all you can eat haddock and chips, and then he has all you can eat crab legs. You know, and you don't see that anymore. And he's right there at the corner of Curlew and Alternate 19. It is something like when you watch this, okay? That place turned hands like 10 times, I'm exaggerating, like in 20 years. Now, he's had the place for 10 years. I don't know exactly how long he's had it, but and he's, you got to wait to sit down in his restaurant on a Friday and Saturday night. What does that tell you?
It tells you to get there early.
Yeah,
that's very popular.
Right?
Right.
Get there early. And that's Cricketers, right? He gets the bell. I did that. And they have happy hour. He's doing something right. Because if you have to wait to sit down in a restaurant, that means people like what you're serving.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And it's Cricketers. It's more of a British restaurant. It has that British flag. Mm-hmm. And he does a great job. And if you see the pictures of his food on Facebook and all that, it's just amazing to watch. It's just amazing. It's amazing to watch.
Well, he's in your coupon book, too, isn't he?
That's correct. He's in the coupon book, too. And then he ran this bar that was prime time, and he ran it. It was really great. It was a pool hall. And it's just the same thing. When he ran it, it was the most successful it ever was.
So now he's the owner of Crickets.
Yeah, for like 10 years now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, he's a successful man. What I say about Mike is he's got the golden touch.
Mm-hmm.
You ever meet certain people? Why is it that, that's my question is, okay, so why is it that Mike can take over a spot that constantly turned over, people weren't making it. He takes it over, now people wait to sit down in his restaurant. And you being who you are, you ran four different casinos in Vegas.
Yeah. Yes,
so you're a powerful man.
Yeah.
You met some powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that some people are successful like Mike at Cricketers?
Energy. Proper energy. You need to be able to you need to be able to focus too and analyze what you're doing to see what the product is, and you need to cross-analyze. So you can't just look at I managed hotel casinos, so you'd have, you know, 16, 17 different departments, very unique departments. And when you did something, you had to look at the impact that they would have on each other. And if you just looked at one department, you could sink very easily, and a lot of casinos do. And I'm sure that's what he's doing. He's analyzing what foods he puts out and focuses on the successful ones and brings in other menus, other items, to supplement and the menu and to keep the people coming back saying, oh, I wonder what's new this week, and eliminating the slow movers because they just take up inventory space.
He's smart.
And, you know, I'm sure he works that way, high energy. And he probably pays attention to his clientele. He's probably out there shaking hands, talking to people, getting their input, all the personal things.
Right. And he is real friendly, too.
And I'm sure his employees love him, too.
They do. That's just it. If you go there 3 years ago, it's all the same employees. That's what I watch for, too.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see people, they have high turnover?
Mm-hmm.
There's
yep.
something bad in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not that way. It's all the same people. Everybody loves Mike. That's the deal. And that's why he's successful.
Mm-hmm. One thing about successful people is they're very deliberate with what they do. They're not passive. They don't wait for things to come to them. They deliberately do what they do.
Right.
And they're very strong in their convictions, and that's how you become more successful.
Right. And I look at it as like a pizza pie. There's 8 slices to a pie, and each slice represents a department. And what you got to do is, if you're the owner, is put someone in charge of that department. Be willing to give, what is the word when you give someone flexibility? You got to let go.
Leeway.
You give someone leeway. Mm-hmm. That, like, if you're in the kitchen, you're the kitchen manager, give that person that department. If now he has a bar, have a bar manager. They're in charge mm-hmm. of that department. Then you have waitresses. I mean, I can go down the list. And each one represents a slice of a pie. But each department has to be accountable.
Has mm-hmm. to be mastery in each
right.
department or each right. slice, so to speak.
And then in the restaurant business, there's always something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're not cleaning ashtrays, you're mopping the floor, you're cleaning silverware. There's no reason to be just standing around.
Food is the toughest industry.
Yeah, and he's mastered it. Mike at Cricketers has mastered it. And besides that, he's a great man, besides the business end of it. He really cares. And he gave me one, you know, if you guys, how often do I say the word care? But that's how I would describe Mike. He really cares. And then we got this new restaurant opening up, okay? I hopefully they're tuned in, but if not, that's fine. I wonder what it means. Anybody know? What does con sabor mean? Can you want to Google that? Anyhow, it's a Mexican restaurant. Remember we found out what casino meant?
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen. A lot of Mexican places.
Cocina. Yeah,
cocina. What is, can you Google? Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Google con sabor. I remember him telling me, and I just don't remember. It's a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there on the, it's on their.
How do you spell the second word?
S-A-B-O-R.
Okay.
Trying to think, what would con mean in a Mexican language?
When.
Huh?
When.
What?
Con is when.
When?
With.
Or with.
With.
Oh, with flavor.
That's with flavor.
Beautiful name, yes.
With flavor. You know, maybe we should put above it with flavor for the English people. Or no, that takes away from it.
Maybe we should do everything with flavor.
Con with flavor. Because it is important flavor when you think about it, when it comes to, that's the key. How many pinches, like if I said to you I had an award-winning cake and I won 5 years in a row and then I gave you the recipe, but my recipe said 350 degrees. Would you then put it at 500 degrees?
Not unless you wanted a hockey puck.
Right, and that's the thing with franchises, right? You duplicate it, and
right.
They have a success. Do you see people that, like, you can give them advice that has worked in the past where it's not an experiment no more? It's been completed, right? I can see when you're doing an experiment. But if you have an award-winning cake or pie, why is it that people will change the recipe and you just told them you won 5 years in a row but they want to change the recipe? Why would that person do that?
They perhaps want to make it their own. They don't want to plagiarize your cake. You know, they want to maybe add walnuts or a different type of icing just to make it their own, not better necessarily.
Or they want to one-up you. That's possible. But
no, but you're giving them the recipe for their restaurant.
Right.
Oh, for and it's restaurant. Award-winning.
Right.
And yet, I'm trying to say about the mindset of people. Mm-hmm. And then they'll say, your recipe didn't work. Right?
Well, most people, if they're in the restaurant business and you give them a really nice recipe and they try it out, they say, thank you very much.
Right.
You know, my clientele love it.
Right. But there's a thing where people say they, like you give them a formula for business because this is what's happened to me. I've given someone a formula that I did something very successful. And they totally did it their way. Right? And then
that's not your formula.
And then they said to me, your formula didn't work. I'm not going to get into names and all that. Has that ever happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
You?
Mm-hmm.
A formula is a formula. Yep. If you change one component, it's not going to work. So if anybody that thinks they can change one thing and it's still the same formula and have it work the same way is incorrect, and then they blame you. So that's really, really bizarre.
And you being in charge of 5 casinos, right? The big honcho up there in Vegas. Have you ever told someone to do it this way and they just disobeyed you?
Oh, sure.
And you wonder to yourself why, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's bad enough, that's the last time.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And I know that's being a pessimist. You want to be an optimist.
But normally I gave my managers leeway. They could, they could voice their opinion and they could try something different, something new. But I wanted them to run it by me first, not surprise me with some change, like walk in and find that all the machines have been moved to one side of the casino instead of the other. Like, you know, they wanted.
Oh, we stopped using the machines, by the way. How about that? Yeah. Let's go to Craig, our next caller. Hey, buddy, what's up?
How are you?
Very good. The Grindhouse. How long you been with me, huh?
3.5 years.
You're one of my longest running clients that I've had long time. Yeah, I don't mean really, but consistently.
Thanks.
You're up there, 3.5 years, right? That's pretty loyal. We were just talking about, do you ever tell people to, you'd be the, and this is like not positive. You want to be an optimist, not a pessimist. But with that said, on the pessimist side, have you ever given someone that worked for you a formula or how you wanted your restaurant run and then they did it their way?
Well, I think that happens every day, unfortunately, especially in the bar business, because people have their own personal agenda. so I can tell them as often as I want that I don't want them drinking on the job. But when push comes to shove, they end up, you know, drinking on the job and doing things their own way.
Right. And then that's the deal. And how much rope do you give someone? Right.
I've given them a lot of rope, Brian. As a matter of fact, the last two ladies that I fired, the one was sleeping in my bench at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, and I didn't fire her the next day, which I should have, but waited a couple weeks till I got a replacement, actually. So I've given them plenty of rope.
Right. And that's
plenty
what,
of leeway, too.
Right,
and
sure.
For someone on a Saturday night, this should be the one of my busiest nights of the week, and yet she's asleep in the benches, you know, drinking, sleeping off her drunkenness.
Mm.
Well, maybe it's a good thing, though, too, that she didn't drive home, though.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Right, and to see the good thing of it. And so that's the deal that owners have to deal with, right?
Every single day, Brian, that's the problem.
All of us. And then you got to know people's personalities, because
exactly.
Now you have different personalities. So you, some people you got to uplift, and then some people you got to, right?
Right.
Knowing that. So this gentleman here ran five casinos?
I had six under my control at one time.
He ran six casinos. He was the big honcho at a casino.
I can't imagine that. I'm dealing with 8-10 people, and I'm still having the same problem.
I only had 2,400 people, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just can't imagine.
They weren't large casinos.
Do you find it, I know we're supposed to talk about the grindhouse, but do you mind me asking you this? And this is just for me. I don't know what word I want to use. Not a man, but I'll just use that word. I have a trouble firing people. I don't know why. What word would that be called? There's a word for it.
Probably empathy.
You don't like confrontation.
Yeah, I know, but I just hated it because at one time I had 40 people working for me. You know what I mean? And then they would cry and all this other stuff. And have you ever had someone cry when you fired them?
Absolutely.
So do you do the firing? And I know this is off base, so I'm sorry. But we're on this subject. Do you do the firing at your place, or do you let someone else do it?
No, I have to do it. I mean, I'm only, you know, one-man shop, basically, so, and I'm only dealing with 8 or 10 people. So, of course, I have to do it. But your guy there with 2,400 people, he's got to have somebody to help him.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. And did you fire the people, too?
Managers.
Mm-hmm. Managers, the big shots.
Right.
Of the organization.
There's nothing easy about that.
Right. No. So the manager would fire the employee, right? And then you would fire the manager.
Yeah.
I hate to say it that way.
If need be, yeah.
If need be. Anyhow, so we're trying to talk like how hard it is to run a business. and mainly the hard thing when I talk to my people is that to get good employees. What do you think of that, Greg?
Well, that's probably one of the biggest hurdles, but there's so many others. It's not just the employees, but then you're dealing with all the other issues that come with ownership. For example, I just got done firing that lady that was sleeping in the bench, and another lady and another guy. So, you know, 2 months go by, and sure enough, who comes in? Alcohol, tobacco, and firearm. And they want to check my records for all the alcohol I have on display. The very next day, it's the Florida Department of Restaurants. And they want to check and see that everything's perfect. And the very next day after that, I had the city of Clearwater in. I think it was totally unrelated, but the point I'm making is that within 3 days, I have ATF, the restaurant division, and I have city of Clearwater.
Meanwhile,
and
you're
those
juggling.
Those three inspections will probably cost me, well, the city of Clearwater will cost me probably close to $1,000 because they'll want all of my fire extinguishers and vents re-cleaned and blown out and updated. And then, the alcohol, tobacco, and firearm, they found one bottle of, what was it? I had a mixer in the back that I had picked up, and it had some alcohol in it. and I thought it was completely, totally alcohol free. They allowed me to dump it out, thank God, and I didn't get any charges for it. But again, I wasted pretty much a whole day, you know, getting them every record I had on for the last 2.5 years or whatever on this bottle of liquor, that bottle of liquor, whatever. And the same thing with the Department of Restaurants and so on. Didn't have a single violation, but, you know, that my employees were tied up for half a day taking care of their requests.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to deal with the personnel. You have to deal with the regulations that go with it, and you have to deal with the customers and everything else that goes along with dealing with the public.
It's tough. It really is.
Yeah,
but
it is.
But it's worth it in the end because
no.
It's not?
Not to me. I'm sorry, Brian.
Okay.
It has been probably the worst decision I made in my lifetime.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know what the thing is, too, is I always ask that to businesses, too. I let them buy the restaurant, and then 6 months later, I always ask this question. If you had to do all over again, and I can turn the clock back in time, would you do it? And the answer generally is yes, though, just to be real. Even
really?
Though, yeah, generally. I know you're going through some tough times because of the stuff that goes on, but that doesn't stop you from putting out. If you want the best shepherd's pie, right?
Yes, exactly. But I'm lucky in that regard, Brian, because I have the same cook. My cook has been cooking for 30 years since he's been about 15. He's got to be about 45 right now. So he makes all my shepherd pies for me. He does all my prep work. And that's why I'm lucky in that regard. But otherwise, if it wasn't for that, it would just be a nightmare because it's next to impossible to get this cook or that cook to follow the recipe exactly because they all think they're so creative that they can do it on their own and they don't need to put in a pinch of oregano or whatever, so they'll just wing it.
They go off script.
Exactly.
We were just talking about that earlier. That was the subject matter we had.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, but that's good how you went on to it. You just played it. How you give someone an award. Isn't it amazing, like spiritually in a way, how he went on what we talked about before he got on?
Mm-hmm.
What I said is how you give someone a recipe and then they don't follow it.
Right.
That's what that's what you just said, right? If you can listen to this whole show, you'll see that's what I said. And I said, why do people do that? That's what my question was. Why do you take something that's award-winning and try to change the recipe? And I'm not just talking about cooking. I'm using that as a metaphor or a parable, just in life. You know, you know from previous experiment. One thing I say is you can't buy experience, right? So if you're already going through the trials and error, and I give you the formula that's been successful, why don't you follow it?
Should.
Right. Anyhow, let's talk about how the shepherd pie and the fish and chips are made.
They are really good. Shepherd pies and fish and chips are easier. That's easier because it's just a piece of fish and some French fries and all I do on the fish is I put a breading on it and drop it in the fryer and 4 minutes later it's ready to go.
And there's something
same thing
about
with the French fries. Of course, I don't have to put any breading on it, but the French fries, same thing.
And I'm sure you have your own secret spices you put on that too.
No, it really isn't. We use a breaded fish batter, and everyone seems to love it, and it's the same formula, and I haven't changed it any.
There you
now,
go.
Now, shepherd pie is a different issue because that is tougher to make because you start out with your ground chuck, and you have to cook that, and you mix in your peas and carrots, and you mix in your spices, and you mix in your spices on top of the spices. Cook that for 2.5 hours, and then once you get done with that, you have to pour that into a bowl, and then you have to put mashed potatoes on top. And once somebody orders it, you pull it out of the fridge or the walk-in, and you put cheddar cheese on top, and you still have to cook it for another 12 minutes. But the point I'm making is that there's multiple ingredients to that, And so, like I said, if I didn't have somebody who prepped it for me on a daily basis or a weekly basis, then it wouldn't come out the same every time because everyone's going to, you know, freelance their recipe.
Right, and then it's being prepped by someone with 30 years
right
experience in cooking, and one thing you can't buy is experience.
Exactly, Brian.
And that's why your reputation is so good there, I mean, at your restaurant. And I always say the name of the restaurant, The Grindhouse. The Grindhouse Bar and Grill. The Grindhouse Bar and Grill. Say the name.
Grindhouse Bar and Grill, right, in Clearwater, on right on McMullen Booth and Coachman Road.
Grindhouse Bar and Grill. Everybody go there. Good food.
Grindhouse Bar and Grill.
Grindhouse Bar and Grill. And see, that's what we want to do on the radio is to brand your name. And that's right there on McMullen Booth. If you know where the Checkers is, like a landmark, remember we were saying that earlier too?
Right.
If you know where the Checkers is on McMullen Booth, it's in that same plaza. Actually, there's a Publix in there.
Publix, Checkers, exactly.
Right, yeah, you know where those...
Right down the street from Ruth Eckerd.
And the reason why you say Checkers is because there's a couple Publixes on McMullen Booth.
Mm-hmm.
So say Checkers, McMullen Booth.
Right.
Publix McMullen Booth. The Grindhouse Bar and Grill.
Yep.
And then sometimes you have silence afterwards so people can sink in the name. The Grindhouse Bar and Grill.
How late are you open?
We're open till 10 o'clock on the weeknight and till midnight on Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
Great. Okay.
Okay. And also, too, the new book comes out October 15th. So get excited. The snowbirds are coming down.
Oh, they are. Thank Woo-hoo. God.
Yeah, so from October 15th to January 15th.
I know everyone else is saying, no, we don't like them, but for our business, it's great.
Yeah, so we're going to be in all the hotels for you. So get excited, Craig.
I am.
Okay, thank you for doing business with us too, buddy.
Thank you. See
ya. What's the name of your restaurant?
Grindhouse Bar and Grill. Thank you.
All right, buddy. And then I want to go to Consumer Mexican restaurant. What does it mean?
With flavor.
With flavor. And then it's right there.
Con Sabor.
Oh, Con Sabor?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
That's funny.
That's it. And they, okay, you want to make $50, Craig?
Yeah.
All right. What does Con Sabor mean in Mexican?
With flavor, of course.
You just made $50.
There you go.
I was thinking we should put that in the ad, too, but it just says con. So I wonder what percentage of Americans would know what that means.
12.
Anyhow, that's Mexican restaurant. And then my good friend, I'm hoping she gets on next week, because it's Pisces. Liz is one of those community give backers, right? And she owns Pisces in downtown Dunedin. And she does really big stuff for the autism. And I forget, the last event I was at, she generated $5,000. And something that's big with that autism, if you ever had a needy child that needs help, how hard that must be on a parent. And then that same parent's going to run a restaurant? Liz is like the ideal woman. She's just a great woman, and she's running Pisces Restaurant in downtown Dunedin. And what that is what a sushi restaurant. So I'm hoping to have her on next week. Thanks, Craig, for being on.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, and then also Cricketeers, two Irish restaurants, or British restaurants. Mike, who's a superstar. And then we got the author in the house.
Hello, Don Hello. Trimble here.
And we got another author in the house.
Okay. Polly Bowen.
And she gave me credit as an author, really, when I shouldn't have got it. I was more of a collaborator, but she still gave me the author title. Love her. My book breaks next week, folks. What's the name of it?
Love Me for Who I Am.
What's the name of your book?
Hybris.
Hybris, okay.
Murder.
Murder. And you turned out to be a host today instead of talking about yourself.
Oh, darn.
All right, and your lovely wife, say hello to her.
Hi, Vicki.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.